Hello and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, trespassers will be prosecuted. Or will they? And now, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. Maybe this will ring a bell. It's a sunny day. The birds are singing. You're out for a walk down a country lane, and you wander onto an inviting meadow only to be confronted by an ominous sign declaring, "Trespassers will be prosecuted." To which Legal Lad says, "No, they won't, and I'll even explain why." The common phrase, "trespassers will be prosecuted," is almost an oxymoron. Here's why. To prosecute somebody means to bring a criminal case against him or her, and only the state can bring a criminal case. A prosecutor is always a government employee, for example, a district attorney or a United States attorney. Trespass, however, is generally not a crime. Rather, it's a civil wrong that allows one person to sue another person for compensation or an injunction. Okay, in some limited circumstances, a trespass can also be a crime, but that's more likely to arise in situations where you wander onto a secret government missile base, not your neighbor's meadow. Not only do people routinely misuse the word prosecute, but even worse, they sometimes substitute the word persecute, as in the rough-hewn sign you might see out in the backcountry saying, "Trespassers will be persecuted to the full extent of my shotgun," or words to that effect. Prosecute and persecute do share a common root. They both come from the Latin sequor, to follow, but they are vastly different words. Prosecute has a general sense of pursuing a course of action to its conclusion, be it criminal proceedings or some other activity. Persecute, on the other hand, means to single out a particular person or group for hostility or ill treatment. Surprisingly, the prosecute versus persecute confusion persists even among educated observers. For example, in 2004, when jury selection began in the Kobe Bryant rape case, one California newspaper referred to persecution and defense lawyers screening the prospective jurors. So, when the landowner posted his scary sign, he didn't really mean that trespassers will be arrested or prosecuted or persecuted. What he meant was that trespassers will be sued for an injunction or money damages, which doesn't sound nearly so threatening. Having said that, even a civil lawsuit is usually enough to make Legal Lad turn around and flee from the meadow. You can be sued for trespass because it is a tort or a civil wrong. In fact, trespass was the original tort, a term meaning any wrongful conduct that interferes with the person or property of another. Today, when we think of trespass in the legal context, we have something more narrow in mind, the unauthorized entry onto another person's property. In reality, that sort of conduct is properly called trespass to land, and it is only a subset of the doctrine of trespass. Until the 19th century, there were many forms of trespass, including trespass de bonis asportatis, which is Latin for trespass of goods carried off, and trespass vi et armis, which literally means trespass with force and arms. This was the cause of action to recover money when somebody intentionally inflicted harm on you. And again, none of these forms of trespass required prosecution by the state. Somewhere out there, an entrepreneur may be listening to this and might just be inspired to create a new generation of trespassing signs with snappy but legally correct slogans like, "Warning, trespassers will not be prosecuted or persecuted, but will be subject to civil lawsuits." That one ought to fly off the shelves. Thank you for listening to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.